get the eRadio SA app right now for free on the Google Play Store. Entertainment Radio on the go.
Greatness Coaching with Heidi M.
It's time for Greatness Coaching with Heidi M. And today we're talking about anxiety. It really is a very sensitive topic, especially for me. Heidi, I'm looking forward to this conversation. How are you doing?
I am well. Thanks, Ian. I was also looking forward to this conversation. Anxiety, yes. I think the majority of the population, the world population, definitely suffers from anxiety at one point or another. But yeah, it's close to home for me. I don't know, for you as well, right?
Very, very. It's been a issue. And I almost want to say it's been a bit of a problem because it's been limiting me a lot in life. You know, it's determined a lot of places where I can go and where I cannot go. It's been very limiting.
That is true. Anxiety can be very debilitating. An extent actually ruin people's lives. Mm. But the good news is, Ian, it is fixable. This can be fixed. Once again, let me just do this caveat. If you are taking medication or you are seeing somebody, a professional, a medical professional, for your anxiety, do not stop. You need to continue doing that. And then you need to combine what you and I are going to talk about today with your treatment that you're getting from your medical professional. And in good time, if you're a patient, and it might not even take that long. I mean, for me, it took me about 2 weeks, and I never had a panic attack again in my life. By doing the things that I'm going to say to you now. But if you are a little bit patient and you just focus on the thoughts that you are having, you can really, really stop this. It's unnecessary. There's no place for this in our lives. I mean, I used to get so bad that I couldn't even walk. My limbs kind of crumpled up. I couldn't breathe. Of course, you think you're having a heart attack the first two or three times you're getting this, despite the fact that I was a very healthy, bouncy 19-year-old. I was having a heart attack. I was convinced of it. And you know, it's just so, because you don't know why all of a sudden. I remember my first anxiety attack very clearly. I was standing at the bank, and this was like way back when before internet banking. So yes, that's how old I am. So I was standing at the bank, and all of a sudden I had cold sweat all over my body. It was literally pouring down in pools around my feet. Did you also have that?
Yeah, Heidi, funny thing is, my first one was in a cinema. I was watching a movie, and all of a sudden, all this stuff happened. Listen, it felt like the whole body was just shutting down. The sweat, absolutely. Yes. That was the main thing, I think. And shaking.
And my entire, the shaking, that is right. And then my whole body just cramped up so that I couldn't stand up straight anymore. I was just actually, I slowly but surely just crouched down. Not of my own doing. My muscles decided they want to pull together. And I crouched down and sat on the floor in a pile of misery. And I didn't know what was going on. And you see, that is the big problem with this anxiety. If it's not linked to something specific, like you and I were not trying to skydive and had a fear of heights all of a sudden. We didn't go diving underwater and then felt that we are claustrophobic. Mm-hmm. We were not, you know, in a wide open space and suddenly had agoraphobia. it's we don't know what brought that on. In that moment, you don't know. Later on, you realize it is systemic. It's almost in your system. It's a buildup of things over a long period of time. It could be because of your stress at work, or stress if you're a student studying. It could be because of drug and alcohol abuse that you don't realize, because you always feel so great and relaxed when you're doing your drugs and your alcohol. It could be because of your work stress, and it could be of your relationships. If you're in a marriage that's not working out, constant strife and all of that, could be family that's placing stress on you. And then you have this stress on top of stress on top of stress on top of stress in a specific circumstance that you constantly or very often or frequently encounter in your life. And then that builds up. And then one day, merrily sitting at the cinema, standing at the bank, boom, there it is. And once you've had that initial attack, you kind of it becomes a monster that rears its ugly head when you least expect it. And because you don't expect it and it rears its ugly head, you're constantly on guard.
Yes.
And constantly anxious, because you never know when it's coming next, so you're making yourself more anxious.
That's it. Yeah.
Just dreadful, but it can be fixed, 100% eliminated out of a person's life. It again boils down to the thoughts that you have in your head and the pictures that you make. You know, whenever we have a thought, it creates a picture in our minds. And this is incidentally how we characterize when we are actors. And I think that's why I grasped this concept so well, right off the bat. I got it. These are a stimulus in the outside world, right? Whatever it is that is causing you distress. Then you get that stimulus, creates a thought in your head. That thought creates a picture. That picture creates a feeling that you have. And that feeling then is responsible for the panic attack coming, or the anxiety attack. Right. Now, we can't very well say, listen, I don't want to feel like this. That is not how it works. We're not hardwired to manipulate our feelings. What we can manipulate are the pictures we have in our heads. Right. So, how do we manipulate the picture? That is all tied to the thought that we have. So, if you have a fear of flying, and you say to yourself, oh my goodness, that plane is going to fall. What is sounding like this? It looks like a great big coffin. I'm going to die. Of course you'll have a panic attack.
Yeah.
Of course you will. But if you can manage to see in your head pictures of how you're going to go to your holiday, or see your family that you haven't seen for a while, how you are going to get to them safe in one piece, you visualize yourself getting down at the airport, walking away from the plane. If you envision the plane as being a beautiful big bird and not a coffin, of course the picture will change. And when the picture changes, your feelings will automatically change. You don't have to worry about manipulating your feelings. It's not possible. Manipulate the picture. If you think of somebody who has a fear of needles, they see that needle in their mind's eye, and they're already cringing, and they have that pain, and they're getting that cold sweat for this needle coming towards them. But if you give that same needle to a heroin addict, they are going to love that needle.
Yeah.
Because it's going to bring their high. If you give that needle to somebody who's getting Botox, she's going to be, is going to be very, very excited, because it's going to make us look younger. Who doesn't like looking younger? If you're going to give that needle to somebody who is using steroids for a bodybuilding competition, they can't wait to inject themselves. because it's going to bring me closer to my goal. It's going to help me win this competition. They visualize themselves winning. The person with the Botox, they visualize themselves looking younger. The person on heroin, they know, they get that feeling of that high. It's amazing. That euphoria is kicking in. We can do that. Those are the thoughts that we are manipulating. So the key here is, because like in your and my example, we can't pinpoint, and it's probably not one specific thing that made us suffer from this anxiety disorder for such a long time. I don't know how long it was for you, Eon, but it was quite a while for me.
Same.
Good few years.
Yeah.
So because we can't pinpoint exactly what it is, it's not a needle, it's not walking alone, it's not being underwater, you know. So we need to make it a habit of our thoughts that we have, our pictures that we see in our head, being positive. Look, you're going to see pictures in your head anyway. No matter what you do, there's always going to be a picture in your head. There are going to be thoughts and pictures in your head. You may as well get into the habit of making it positive, making those pictures and thoughts work for you and not against you. Mm-hmm. And that takes practice. It's a habit. Your negative thoughts and pictures that you have in your head also came about through habit. So now you must just get another habit. And you know what? It starts with a conscious decision. Decide for yourself today, I'm going to make better pictures in my head. And then watch yourself and do it. Practice it. First, you make your habits, and then your habits make you. That is how life works. That's how your mind works. Finish and klaar. There is nothing mysterious, way out, or amazingly supernatural about this. It's downright logic. It's boom, create a habit. And if you get into those habits and you tell yourself, please, you know, I don't like this picture. No, Heidi, this is not a good picture. Make a better picture. Find another picture. You will be surprised in what a short span of time you actually can help yourself. And then also, in addition to that, start every day in a positive, good way. Don't look at your phone first thing in the morning. You need to be awake for an hour and a half, hour to an hour and a half, before you even look at your phone. You can't possibly start your day looking at your phone and reading WhatsApps and emails and then expect not to start the day on the back foot. Mm-hmm. You need to start the day with a clean slate. First, wake up properly for an hour. Do your spiritual time. You need to pray and or meditate in the mornings. You shouldn't be doing anything else. Pray and or meditate, drink a glass of water, have a cup of coffee, and then you can start looking. Because if you start your day, you may not know it, you may not realize it, but I guarantee you, you start your day with your phone, you're in for trouble. You can't expect to have a life that is rid of anxiety by doing that crazy routine. That is not cool. Exercise. You need to exercise. That is the biggest antidote for most of our problems in life. People don't exercise. People don't move. You don't need to join a gym. Walk. Walk 10,000 steps a day. I think I'm going to say this every time because it just pertains to absolutely everything that we've ever spoken about in our lives. You need to exercise. You need to do conscious breathing. Breathe in for four, hold for four, breathe out for four. Fix your posture. If you're walking around with your shoulders slouching forward, you can't breathe properly. Mm. You're squashing your lungs. If you're squashing your lungs, what happens? You hyperventilate. What happens when you hyperventilate? You get anxious. Those are practical tips that people can start doing today. And I promise you, when you open your eyes tomorrow morning, you already feel better.
Mm, love it. Heidi, I mean, how many of us are starting our days with our phones, eh? That's the first thing we check in the morning. And usually when you go onto Facebook first, you'll find a negative story. And that sticks.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. Or if it's a positive story of your friend who got engaged, then it's still negative for you because you're not engaged.
Exactly.
How dare
that's,
she?
That's
you don't want to start your day with somebody else's news.
Yeah,
we
that's
don't.
Where I am right it's now. Everybody's crazy. Getting married, you know, at my age. Everybody's getting married. And there's something wrong with you if you're not married yet. So there's a bit of pressure.
Exactly. Stop it. Stop pressure. You're putting yourself in a terrible position.
Absolutely.
The first hour to an hour and a half of the morning is mine. I don't care who you are. That time is mine. And you can focus. If you also prepare, use 20 of those minutes to prepare for your day. Put out in a little list what needs to be done. Right? And then just go with it. Exercise, take your deep breaths, pray and or meditate, and I promise you, your world will change.
Sure. I love it. Heidi, those are some really, really good tips, and I'm definitely going to start using them because I am one of those people who, I can't believe it, I feel really stupid now, but yeah, I start my day with my phone, and it's also the last thing I have before I go to bed, you know, because we're just connected, and we're so connected all the time, and that's not a good thing.
No, it's not. First hour of the day and the last hour of the day, Eon, are yours.
Let me try it, and then I'll give you some feedback next time. How's that?
Please, I would love that. I would love that. Thank you very much.
No, thank you.
And I hope we can get a lot of feedback from listeners as well. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Thank you for today, Eon.
Thank you, Heidi. And just remember, SADAG, that's the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. If you want to get in touch with them, you can actually get free counseling every day, Mondays to Sundays, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Call 011-234-4837. We'll also put it up on the website and Facebook. And then there's also the suicidal emergency number 0800-567-567. That's 0800-567-567. Heidi, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to next time.
Thank you very much, Eon. Keep well.
You too.